Food systems. Food safety is important to everyone. Anyone selling food needs to make sure it is safe to eat. Food safety is important to everyone. The Ministry for Primary Industries manages New Zealand's food safety system. The system has been set up to protect the health and well-being of consumers here and overseas. It helps guard the international reputation of New Zealand food products and sets and monitors food standards. The Food Act 2014. Everyone working in the food industry has a responsibility to make sure that the food they make or sell is safe and suitable to eat. The Food Act 2014 came into force on the 1st of March 2016. The new law depends on the type of food you make, rather than where you make it, and focuses on areas where the risk to food safety is greatest. The Act protects consumers from unsafe food, businesses that do not identify ingredients that can cause allergic reactions, unethical food operators, misleading or inaccurate labelling. Breaches of the Food Act can result in anything from advice and guidance to fines or the shutting down of a business. Tips for food safety. Every day, over 500 New Zealanders get food poisoning. Following hand washing rules and the three C's, clean, cook, and chill, can help keep you safe from bugs and food. Hand washing is one of the best ways to prevent pathogens, harmful bugs, from spreading to your food. How to wash your hands. Number 1. Use soap and warm running water, rubbing vigorously for 20 seconds. Number 2. Clean under each fingernail using soap and a nail brush. Number 3. Dry your hands for 20 seconds using a clean dry towel or paper towel. You should wash your hands after handling raw meat and poultry, going to the toilet or changing nappies, handling pets or animals, gardening, other activities that make your hands dirty. Clean. Good food hygiene starts with clean hands, but it's also important to make sure your cooking area and tools are clean. Wash surfaces, chopping boards and utensils, like knives, with soap and water, and rinse in clean water before you use them to handle and prepare food. Between preparation of raw and cooked foods, benches and boards wipe with a dilute solution of bleach, 1 teaspoon of bleach, in 2 litres of water, after cleaning. Carefully wash and dry all food storage containers before use. Use different sponges or cloths for dishes, the bench, and the floor. Keep them separate. Use paper towels to clean up messy spills like raw meat juices, then wipe with a cloth and hot water and detergent. Clean and change reusable dishcloths or sponges regularly. Use a dishwasher or hot soapy water to wash dishes. Let dishes air dry rather than drying with a tea towel. Always cover stored food, even in the fridge or cupboard. You should also cover food when eating outside to keep out unwanted insects and bugs. Use plastic film or foil to cover foods, or put it into containers with tight sealing lids. Keep raw meat and chicken away from ready-to-eat food, fruit and vegetables. Store at the bottom of the fridge to prevent any juices which contain harmful bacteria from dripping onto other foods. Cook. Make sure food is cooked through to kill harmful bacteria. Defrost frozen foods thoroughly or they won't cook properly in the middle. Defrost food in your fridge overnight or use the defrost setting on your microwave. Cook chicken, mince and sausages right through. Pork and poultry juices should run clear. Keep raw and cooked food separate. Use one set of utensils for raw meat and chicken and another set for cooked food. Put cooked items on a clean plate, not one that's been used for raw ingredients. Refrigerate or freeze any leftovers within 2 hours. Cool hot food in small portions to speed cooling, then refrigerate in a covered container. Reheat leftovers until steaming hot over 75 degrees Celsius and do not reheat more than once. Check the use-by dates on packaged foods. Don't buy or eat once this date has passed. Chill. Most harmful bacteria cannot grow at low refrigeration temperatures. Set your fridge temperature between 2 degrees Celsius and 5 degrees Celsius and follow these tips. Cool hot foods for up to 30 minutes before refrigerating to prevent raising the temperature of stored food. Never leave food at room temperature for more than 2 hours. If the room temperature is warm, you should refrigerate sooner, as bacteria multiply more quickly. Keep your fridge clean and wipe up any spills immediately. And don't overfill your fridge. This can mean some food isn't kept cool. If eating outdoors, use an ice pack or chili bin to keep food cold. Keep a chili bag or bin in your car to transport chilled or frozen foods and transfer these to the fridge or freezer as soon as you get home. Use an ice pack if you have long travel times after shopping or won't be going home straight away. What do you do to keep food safe when you are cooking at home?